Good afternoon, and good afternoon, committee members and members of the audience. I am convening the March 24th meeting of the Senate Committee on Rules, and I wanted to just describe a little of the process that we're going to go through today, since the room is full of people who may not have been through this before. So we will be conducting a public hearing for each of the new appointments that the governor has made. People are with us in person today in most cases, but we do have, and this will be at the end of the in-person appointments, we have four people who will be appearing by telephone. And so the way we'll do this is we'll call you forward one or sometimes a couple at a time if you're here for the same board or commission. We'll ask you to tell us a little bit about why you want to serve on this particular board or in this position and a little about your background that pertains to the position. And then if the members have any questions, we'll open it up for questions, and then we'll move on to the next position. You will see as we go that we're not actually passing any motions, because at the very end of the hearing, all in one motion, we will be making a motion to forward these appointments to the full Senate, which will be taking them up at a future date. So that's basically the process that we'll operate under. My name is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum. I'm the chair of this committee from Southeast Portland and Milwaukee, and since we're a fairly small group, I'll let the other members introduce themselves, starting with the Vice Chair.
State Senator Ted Farioli from District 30, that's 34,000 square miles, all are part of 12 counties located east of the Cascades, starting incredibly in Marion and Clackamas County and ending at the Idaho-Nevada border.
Thank you, Senator. How could I top that? I'm Jenny Burdick. I represent the people of Senate District 18, which encompasses a good chunk of Southwest Portland, Tigard, and King City. Thank you very much, Senators. And our capable staff with us today are Aaron Seeler, our committee administrator, who has been through this many times, and also Mike Riley, who's our committee assistant, who's making all of our technology and coordinating everything to make this go smoothly. So without further ado, we will get started, and I will begin by opening a public hearing on the appointment of Frank Garcia as Director of Affirmative Action. And Mr. Garcia, if you'd like to come forward. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee. You have the honor of being our very first appointment to be considered.
Thank you,
if you'd
Chair.
Like to tell us a little about your background and this position.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and, Rosenbaum and members of the committee. It's an honor to be here and a privilege, and I'm just very excited about this appointment. I am a native Oregonian. Three generations of my family moved into the metropolis of Dayton, Oregon back in the 50s, and I've grown up there. Growing up in from generational poverty, and have worked on diversity and inclusion, affirmative action, pretty much all my career. And I see this as a culmination, building towards this opportunity. And I look forward to advancing affirmative action and diversity inclusion throughout our state system, within the governor's agenda, throughout the state system, so that all Oregonians, or all people who call Oregon a home, a place that will be welcome and valued for their gifts, their talents, their expertise, and I look forward to just leveraging them so that that they can continue with this Oregon story, which is very paramount in the Oregon story of helping Oregon thrive. And it's a passion, it's a lifelong passion. I'm 110% committed to this mission, and I'm humbled and honored by this opportunity.
Thank you very much for your willingness to serve in this position and for that explanation. Any questions for Mr. Garcia? Okay, I don't see any, so thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you.
And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Larry Nisswender as Director of the Oregon State Lottery. welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Good afternoon, Chair and Senators. For the record, my name is Larry Nicewinder. I'm the acting director at the Oregon Lottery. I have been in that role since March 2010. Previous to that time, I spent the previous 4.5 years as the deputy director at the lottery, and then prior to that, I was the deputy fiscal officer for legislative fiscal office. In total, I have approximately 31 years of state service in varying management capacities. I have applied for and would like to accept the position of director at the Oregon Lottery. It's been a challenging and a rewarding place to work for the last 6+ years. It is one of those agencies that has the challenging mission of maximizing revenue and doing it in balance with the public good. And that is an everyday job to find that balance and achieve that. We are an agency that takes its mission very seriously, and I would work very hard to make sure that the needs of the legislature, the governor, and the lottery commission are met in a very open, efficient, and transparent manner. And I would welcome the opportunity to serve in that capacity.
Any questions for Mr. Nicewinder? Well, I will just comment that I have known Mr. Nicewinder for a long time, since he worked at the Workers' Comp Division, which goes back a few years, and very glad to see that you're up to the challenge. So thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
And I'll close the public hearing. And I'm opening a public hearing on the appointment of, and these will be to the Commission on Asian Affairs, Moinuddin Shaikh. Good afternoon, Mr. Shaikh.
Good afternoon, Honorable Chair and Honorable Senators and my fellow citizens. My name is Moinuddin Shaikh. I am a retired transportation engineer, worked with the Chicago Department of Transportation, and took retirement from there, came here, worked for a consultant, built some bridges in Eugene over Mackenzie River, Goshen, Franklin, and Wilsonville. Now I took retirement, and my basic desire to become part of this commission is to become an advocate and support for the Asian American community in Oregon and represent them on the developmental issues related to their economic, social, political, and educational fronts. That is my basic desire. Who would like to achieve that?
Thank you very much, Mr. Shaikh. And I apologize for butchering your name.
No, that's why I chose to call Marsh. That combines my two first letters of my first name and two first letters of my last name.
Oh, great.
So this combined one becomes Marsh. So you guys can call me Mosh.
We can call you Mosh. Good to know.
Yes.
Okay, thank you
Thanks
very much.
Thanks a lot.
Any questions
thank you very
for Mosh?
Thank
okay,
you.
Thank you very
thank
much
you.
For being here today. And I'm closing the public hearing on this appointment. And I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Dr. Todd Billy and Dr. Christine Robinson to the State Board of Chiropractic Examiners. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee, and whichever of you would like to go first, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Senators. My name is Todd Bilby. I'm a chiropractor, and I would like to be appointed to the Board of Chiropractic Examiners. I have worked with the Board of Chiropractic Examiners Peer Review Committee for the past 5 years, and I've learned the committee process well. I've learned the administrative rules and regulations well, and I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed serving my profession, and I would like to continue on as a board member.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Okay. Good afternoon, Senators and staff and fellow people. My name is Christine Robinson. I'm a chiropractor, 13 years. Practice in the southern part of the state. I wanted to be on the board. I have been on peer review and administrative rules. I wanted to serve on the board to serve our profession and serve the people of this state. And hopefully I'll be appointed to that.
And did you say where you're from?
Originally, I'm from Chicago. My husband served in the military for 8 years in the Marine Corps, and we ended up here from California. So we've been here for a little over 10 years, and I've practiced here for about 10 years now, in Medford now.
Great. Thank you very much. Any questions for Dr. Robinson or Dr. Bilby? Okay, thank you very much for being here
today.
For your willingness to serve, and we will be acting on this at the end of our hearing today. I'll close the public hearing on this appointment, and I'm opening a public hearing on the appointment of Wayne Lemler, William McMillan, and Pamela Warren to the Board of Medical Imaging. And if the three of you would like to all come forward, we have, I believe, three chairs for you. Mm-hmm. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Good afternoon.
So, good afternoon. My name is Bill McMillan. I live in Portland, and I've been asked to serve on the Board of Medical Imaging. I used to serve on the Naturopathic Board. I have 27 years of public administration, currently working for DEQ. And so I have a kind of a dual responsibility to the state. I think that the experience working for OBMI as an interim before the new director was hired really gave me an exposure to what the importance of licensing practitioners in the state, and also making sure that the statutes are enforced, is a critical role. And I'm proud to have the opportunity to serve on the board.
Thank you very much.
My name is Pam Warren, and I have lived in Oregon pretty much my entire life. I was born in Canada, but I've worked in the healthcare industry for about 28 years, 13 of that with Legacy, doing physician contracts. I currently work for Providence, managing a multi-specialty clinic out in Newburgh. I'm hoping this appointment will allow me to increase my knowledge of how the government and boards develop and enforce best practices. I feel that my experience and perspective can offer some insight into some of the challenges we'll be facing with healthcare reform coming.
My name is Wayne Lemler. There's three reasons why I'd like to serve on the Oregon Imaging Board. One, I've been professionally involved in radiology for 28 years, like you. And I want to use that experience helping our state in establishing policy in order to guide our radiology community in and through the 21st century. Two, I've been a working radiologic technologist. I've been an adjunct faculty member instructing radiologic sciences at the community college level. And I've been a director of radiology at three different hospitals. I made a decision to serve our country by enlisting in the United States Air Force in the 1970s. And now I've made the decision to serve our state of Oregon by volunteering for the Oregon Board of Medical Imaging. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's always nice to have three of anything, isn't it? We have three of you. So thank you very much. Are there any questions for these people? Okay, thank you very much for your willingness to serve on the board. And I will close the public hearing. And I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Dr. Isaac Dixon to the Commission on Black Affairs. Please come forward. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you. Thank you. Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members of the committee. My name is Isaac Dixon. I live in Portland, where I've lived since 1978. I am the Associate Vice President for Human Resources at Lewis and Clark College in Portland. I have, since moving to Oregon in 1978, I spent 14 years in the Oregon Army National Guard as a commissioned officer. I served on the Oregon State Bar Board of Governors, the Urban League Board, two times being the president of that board, And the reason I accepted the appointment to the Commission on Black Affairs is that a lot of the work the advocacy commissions do are things that I'm passionate about, education, housing, things of that nature. So I'm looking forward to being able to serve the state of Oregon and to use my knowledge, background, and expertise to help all Oregonians.
Great. Well, thank you very much for all that you've done already and for your willingness to serve on the Commission on Black Affairs. Are there any questions for Dr. Dixon? Okay, thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you.
And I'll close the public hearing. And I will open a public hearing on the appointment of Rosemary Harden to the State Board of Mortuary and Cemetery Board. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Chair Rosenbaum and other senators. My name is Rosemary Harden, and I am a native Oregonian. I have lived here all my life, except for about 20 years when I was kind of a nomad. And I have been interested in end of life and death care and alternatives to those for many years. I particularly got interested in 2007 when I was a student at Linfield College, and I wrote my senior thesis on how baby boomers are changing American funerals, and I got very interested in that, and was invited to apply for the public position on the Mortuary and Cemetery Board, and I see my role as a public member to represent the interests of the public in all decision and policy making and best practices. And particularly in the area of choice, different choices for burial and funerals, and where, when, and how they're conducted. And I work at the Department of Revenue. That's my real job, and I've been there about 7 years. And as a public servant, I feel that it is my duty to serve the citizens of Oregon however I can. And this is just one more way to do that.
Well, thank you very much for your willingness to do this. It's really tempting to make a comment about nothing, the two things that are certain in life, but I will restrain myself from doing that.
Thank you. Believe me, I've heard them before.
I'll bet you have.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Rose Thresh to the Oregon Board of Optometry.
Good afternoon, Senators.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you. My name is Rose Thresh, and I'm retired and a recovering attorney, and I've applied for the position of, as a public member, as therapy for that. I think my background in law, I spent about 18 years in federal service in the bankruptcy court, and I am accustomed to working with statutes and with local rules and that sort of thing. So I think I could bring this to this board and perhaps help them out in that field. I've lived in Oregon most of my life, and I'm currently living in Portland.
Great. Well, thank you for being here and for your willingness to serve. Any questions for Ms. Thresh? Okay, thank you very much for being here. We'll be acting shortly on your appointment. I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Alberto Munguia to the Oregon Tourism Commission.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Chair. Senator, I have to say it is an honor to sit here and have the privilege to address you. My name is Alberto Munguia. I go by Al. I want to serve on the Oregon Tourism Commission for three primary reasons. One, I have 25 years experience, over 25 years experience in the hospitality and tourism industry, and I think that the knowledge I have could prove beneficial to helping develop tourism in the state of Oregon. For the last 6 years, I've been the general manager at the Jupiter Hotel in Portland, a
1960s Motor Lodge that we took over, renovated, and have transformed into a major destination in the state. I understand the importance of customer service, of employee development, of target marketing, and also of financial discipline. I also understand the importance of tourism to the state, economically, environmentally, and socially. I also want to serve on the commission because, as a gay Latin male, I think I bring another point of view to the table. Not a better point of view or a worse point of view, but just a different point of view that could prove beneficial in developing policy and tourism in the state. And I thank you for your time.
Great. Well, thank you very much for being here today and for the background that you bring to this appointment. Any questions for this applicant? Okay. Thank you very much for being here, and we'll be acting shortly on your appointment. I'll close the public hearing, and I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of John Molis to the Workers' Compensation Management Labor Advisory Committee. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, Vice Chair Farioli. My name is John Molis. I'm the Executive Secretary for the Oregon State Building and Construction Trades Council. I'm a bricklayer and stonemason by trade, started my apprenticeship 33 years ago, worked for 17 years for the Bricklayers Union in a couple of different capacities, then 5 years for the Columbia Pacific Building Trades Council, which covers Northwest Oregon and Southwest Washington, and then since October 1, when Bob Shiprack retired, I was elected to fill that position. When I was at the Bricklayers Union, I helped several members that were injured on the jobs that had questions or issues, and I always worked with the Workers' Comp Ombudsman Office. And although the actual ombudsman has changed over the years, I always found it a very effective a tool and very helpful to injured workers who basically all they want to do is get fair treatment, effective treatment, so they can go back to work and support their families. And I always had a great deal of respect and a very good working relationship with our employers as well. And whenever they had an injured worker, they viewed that worker as an asset that they wanted to get treated, get back to being healthy, and get back on their payroll, so they were putting material in the wall for them. So that is how I would view my role on this committee if I am confirmed, is to work with all the other members of the committee, whether labor or management, try and find the middle, try and find common sense solutions that that help improve the system for employers and employees alike. Thank you very much for your consideration, and I'll do my best to answer any questions if you have any.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your willingness to serve and for that very clear explanation of workers' compensation. I think sometimes we have an extremely complicated set of statutes on workers' comp, but at heart it's a simple system that is meant to balance the interests of workers and employers. So right. You seem to have a good grasp of what it's all about. Any questions for Mr. Molis? Okay, I don't see any, so thank you very much for being here today, and we'll be acting shortly on the appointment. I'm closing the public hearing and would like to acknowledge that we've been joined by Senator Jason Atkinson. We started off by introducing ourselves and saying where we were from, just so that we had, since we had a room full of citizens who didn't know us, would you like to share
Wonderful.
Anything?
I'm Jason Atkinson. I represent a very large portion of Southern Oregon, and I apologize for my tardiness, but my 8-year-old son is here today, and he wanted to have lunch with his dad. And so he is up long handing a thank you note to someone right now. I'm happy to be here.
That's great. Thank you. We're glad to have you. And Senator Beyer?
I'm Senator Lee Beyer, and I represent Central Lane and Linn Counties.
And I'm sure your kids would like to have lunch with you, but they're all grown up.
They're all grown up, and some of them are out of state.
Great. Thank you. So now I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Miriam Stevenson to the Commission on Women. Please come forward. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and committee members. My name is Miriam Stephenson. I am a resident of Beaverton, Oregon. I am the Vice President and Business Development Manager for the firm American Consulting Engineers. I am interested in serving on the Commission for Women because I would like to be part of a team that is committed to justice and appreciation of the value of women's experiences. The challenges women face vary widely across communities, ethnic groups, cultures, and religions. I believe that women should have a full range of choices and that women themselves know best how to determine their needs and propose solutions for lasting change. Lastly, I believe that the many skills and experiences that I have acquired as a mother, as a college graduate, a business owner, and as a woman of color will be an asset for the Commission on Women. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your willingness to serve.
Thank you.
Any questions for Ms. Stephenson? Okay, and I can tell you that I did serve many years ago on the Commission for Women, and it was a great experience. So I'm very pleased that you're going to be joining such a good group.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'll close the public hearing. And at this point, we will have a brief pause while we get our next witnesses on the telephone. This is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, and I am sitting here in the Capitol. I'm chair of the Senate Rules Committee, and with me are the other members of the Rules Committee, Vice Chair Senator Ted Ferrioli, Senator Lee Beyer, and Senator Jason Atkinson. So I will now open a public hearing on the appointment of Dr. Michael Mastrangelo to the Oregon Medical Board. And we know that you're in Bend. We would love it if you would tell us a little bit about your background and why you would like to serve on the Oregon Medical Board.
Well, thank you, Senator Rosenbaum and committee. I appreciate the opportunity to present today. I'm a general surgeon in private practice in Bend, Oregon. I've been practicing in Bend, Oregon for the last 7.5 years. Prior to that, I was an academic surgeon on the faculty of the University of Kentucky in Lexington, Kentucky. I have education in general surgery, and beyond that, I've done fellowships in pancreatic biliary surgery and minimally invasive surgery. I'm currently chief of general surgery at St. Charles Medical Center in Bend, Oregon. My undergraduate education is from Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., and I'm originally from Fort Wayne, Indiana. I have served on numerous committees in different capacities, and have done a fair amount of chart review and medical legal review for defense, and have some experience on committees and evaluation and review. I feel that I'm at a point in my career where I have the expertise to be an asset to the board. I think I can also learn a lot from being on the board and look forward to participating. I think I'm also at a point in my career where I can commit the kind of time I need to commit to adequately support that position.
Great. Thank you very much. And am I correctly pronouncing your name? Is it Mastrangelo?
Yes, Mastrangelo.
Mastrangelo.
Yes.
Thanks a lot. Okay, well, thank you very much for your background and your willingness to serve on this extremely important board. Members, are there any questions for Dr. Mastrangelo? Okay, it doesn't look like we have any questions for you, so thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day to join us from Bend. We will be acting at the end of our hearing on your appointment, so thank you very much for being
great,
with us by telephone.
Great, thank you very much.
And I'll close the public hearing, and I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Martha Lopez to the State Board of Licensed Social Workers. Do we have Martha Lopez on the line?
Yes.
Hello, Ms. Lopez. This is Senator Diane Rosenbaum, and I'm the chair of the Senate Rules Committee. We're in Salem, and we have our committee members here ready to hear from you. With me today is Vice Chair Senator Ted Ferrioli, and Senator Lee Beyer, and Senator Jason Atkinson. So what we would love to hear from you is a little bit about your background and your interest in serving on the Board of Licensed Social Workers.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, and the committee for that question. I would like to serve in the Oregon Licensed Social Workers Board to bring a public member's perspective. I have lived in Oregon for over 24 years. I originally arrived here in 1986 to attend the U of O for my third year as a psychology major. I volunteered at the Relief Nursery, the Social Learning Center, and I've worked for attorneys, the school district at both the elementary and the high school level. I'm currently volunteering at the high school with career development in the Aspire program and with the Metro Club. Not to mention, being the perspective of a mom, I've raised three children. One is receiving his master's at Brown. Another one is a high-functioning autistic child who's first year at George Fox. And I'm almost done raising my daughter who's in high school. But I have worked with nurses and social workers and teachers and parents and children. And as a Mary Kay director, I've worked with many families with different issues at different levels and have come in contact with that. And here pretty soon I will be working at the Bethel Health Center. I have a high degree of respect for social workers and their hearts, and I look forward to being on this board to help move forward with anything that I can be of support and service to.
Well, thank you very much for your willingness to fit an additional volunteer responsibility into what clearly is a very, very busy life that you have, and thank you for your willingness to do that. Are there any questions for Ms. Lopez? Okay, it looks like we don't have any questions for you, so we will be acting on your appointment at the end of our hearing today, and then we'll be acted on by the full Senate probably sometime next week. So thank you very much for taking time out of your day to join us by phone.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're welcome. And I'll close the public hearing, and I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of John Huffine to the Outdoor Youth Program Advisory Board. Do we have John Huffine on the line?
Yes.
Hi, this is State Senator Diane Rosenbaum. I'm chair of the Senate Rules Committee, and you, I know, are joining us from Bend, and we are here in the state capitol in Salem. And with me is Vice Chair of the Committee, Senator Ted Ferrioli, also Senator Jason Atkinson, and Senator Lee Beyer. And what we would love to hear from you is about your interest in serving on the Outdoor Youth Program Advisory Board and a little about your background and how that pertains to this position.
Sure. Well, I'm a licensed psychologist, and my first name is Jay. Dr. Huffine, but I go by Jay. And I've been licensed as a psychologist since the late 80s, and actually taught high school for a while and worked as a school psychologist and been in private practice, and I've been a wilderness therapist now for 13 years, and I'm just very interested in when the opportunity became known to me, was very interested in just being part of a group of people, and it may sound kind of simple, but just to contribute in some positive way to this industry. I really believe in what I do and what we do, and very interested about being part of helping continue helping kids and being talking with others about ways to do that.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your willingness to lend your expertise to this position. Do we have any questions for Dr. Huffine? Okay, thank you, Jay. I don't see any questions for you, so we really appreciate you being with us by telephone today, and we will be acting at the end of our hearing today on your appointment.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And I'll close the public hearing. And I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Dr. Paula Kohler to the Board of Examiners of Licensed Dietitians. Dr. Kohler, are you on the phone?
I am.
Hi, welcome to the Senate Rules Committee. I am its chair, Senator Dianne Rosenbaum. With me today are three other senators, our very capable Vice Chair, Senator Ted Ferrioli, as well as Senator Jason Atkinson and Senator Lee Beyer. We appreciate you joining us, and we would love to hear from you about your interest in serving on the Board of Examiners of Licensed Dietitians and how your background pertains to that position.
Okay. Well, I've already served on the board for several years. And I was asked because another physician knew about my background. I work with adolescents and young adults and a lot around nutrition issues, including eating disorders and obesity. And also in much longer time ago, before medical school and after undergraduate, I went to nutrition graduate school for a year. So I think it was a combination of those things that led to my appointment previously.
Great. Thank you very much for your background and for your willingness to serve. Are there any questions for Dr. Kohler? Okay, Dr. Kohler, I don't see any questions from the committee members. Thank you very much for the work that you've already done on this board and also for being willing to serve on it again and for your background.
Sure. Thank you. Thanks for your patience in calling.
Great.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And I will close the public hearing. And I believe, Aaron, that completes the list of appointees that we had for today.
It does.
And it does not look like we have any public testimony on any of these.
Yeah.
So that brings us to our work session. I'll open a work session, and the chair will move the following appointments and reappointments to the following boards and commissions to the Senate floor with the recommendation that they be confirmed en bloc. Frank Garcia as Director of Affirmative Action, Moydan Shaikh to the Commission on Asian Affairs, Larry Dalrymple and Nan Garnick to the State Board of Aviation, Dr. Isaac Dixon to the Commission on Black Affairs, John Wilkins to the Commission for the Blind Commission, Edward Pitzrick to the Board of Boiler Rules, Eric McMullen to the Building Code Structures Board, Chandra Brown and Junki Yoshida to the Oregon Business Development Commission, Dr. Todd Bilby, Douglas Dick, and Dr. Christine Robinson to the State Board of Chiropractic Examiners, Bob York to the Construction Contractors Board, Dr. Jeffrey Berg to the State Board of Denture Technology, Dr. Paula Kohler to the Board of Examiners of Licensed Dietitians, Martha Lopez to the State Board of Licensed Social Workers, Larry Nicewander as the Director of the Oregon Lottery Commission, Dr. Michael Mastrangelo to the Oregon Medical Board, Kimberly Earp, Thomas King, Wayne Lemler, William McMillan, and Pamela Warren to the Board of Medical Imaging, Rosemary Harden to the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board, Rose Thresh to the Oregon Board of Optometry, John Huffine to the Outdoor Youth Program Advisory Board, Alberto Mungia to the Oregon Tourism Commission, Miriam Stevenson to the Commission for Women, and John Molis to the Workers' Compensation Management Labor Advisory Board. Is there any discussion on the motion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. And I will close the work session on these appointments. And I had previously spoken with Senator Burdick, who had indicated a willingness to carry this motion on the floor of the Senate. So we will ask her to do so. And members, thank you very much for your patience and attention. Thank you to the remaining members of the audience for your willingness to serve in these positions and for being here with us today. With nothing further to come before us, we are adjourned.